at suite.com/.
It's TalkBack, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the guests or the callers, TalkBack is where Central Louisiana begins its conversation.
Well, hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome into TalkBack here on this Tuesday. I'm Al Quartermont along with Sandra McQuain. In our 8 o'clock hour today, we'll have Pineville Mayor Rich Dupree. So we're looking forward to that. In the meantime, 442-8255 is our number. UConn Huskies are your national champions on the men's side of thing as they wrapped it up last night with a pretty dominant victory, you'd have to say, over Purdue.
I will be honest, I wasn't glued to that game. It was pretty obvious what was going to happen. And, yeah. You know, and I heard, and I think it was even in the in one of the news feeds coming in, you know, they were smart. They let, is it Edie? That's the
Zach
center.
Zach Edie. Yes.
I mean, they knew Edie was going to score, let Edie score and shut everybody else down. And yep. That was brilliant. Yeah, and he got his, 37 points or something crazy like that. And But that wasn't going to be enough if you shut everybody else down. So, I mean, in that UConn team, they're just, I mean, they're much like South Carolina's women's team.
Yeah.
They are just stacked with talent.
They really are. And they lost like three guys to the NBA off of last year's team. So, Dan Hurley, if you talk about a coach in college basketball right now who approaches it the right way, I can't be more happy for him to win because he just set such a great example of what a college coach could be. And I think a lot of that, well, two things. One, his dad. His dad is an amazing coach, or was an amazing coach at the high school level.
Yep.
Legendary coach at St. Anthony's High School in Jersey City, New Jersey. A lot of great players came through his program. I saw a documentary about his life once. Just very inspiring. And his brother Bobby, of course, played at Duke. Now, when Bobby played at Duke, I thought he was a little punk and I didn't like him. But Danny played at, I keep calling him Danny. That's what he was in college. Now he's just Dan Hurley. But he was at Seton Hall. He didn't do a whole lot in his college career. He even admitted that he probably wasn't as focused as he needed to be. But then to get into coaching, he really grinded. He was in the high school level, some smaller schools, and just worked his way up. And I just love everything about his approach. He's classy. He's always very good and friendly with the media. He's appreciative of everything that's around him. I noticed, like, right after the game, the first thing he did was gather all his coaches around him to celebrate together. So he just has something really special going on there. There have been rumors that Kentucky wants to hire him, but it sounds like he's not really too interested in moving there.
I mean, why would you? You've got such a phenomenal program and three-peat. I mean, why wouldn't you? I can't imagine what can tell you whatever. And honestly, you're not having to compete in the SEC, and you're still, you know, and you've got a much, and not easier because it's never easy to do what they do, but it's not as competitive day-to-day, I think, in the conference they're in. So,
and it's so tough to repeat as a national champion on the men's side because this is only the third team to do it since the early 1970s. It was UCLA and then Florida about, 15 years ago? 20 years ago now? Yeah, 2004. When they had, like, Joakim Noah and some of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
I was flipping between the game and Monday Night Raw, and it's just like, I'm like, okay, well, is it going to get closer? Nope. Every time I flipped over, still 10, 12, 13 points. I'm like, eh. So.
Yeah, that was us. We were watching that at my house. But what I love about YouTube is I just put the game on my phone and I'd check it. It's like, don't have to worry about that. And so it was nice, yes, to kind of have that ability to keep an eye on it. But it was pretty much over. But I just can't imagine that Kentucky would be attractive to him right now.
I wouldn't think so. And I saw the coach from Alabama, who is also rumored, he made a statement yesterday, or released a statement, that he's very happy where he's at. So, you know, all of a sudden, who's Kentucky going to go with? You know, that'll be the big question to see what they can actually get. So, and maybe these coaches know something's heading Kentucky's way, too, because coaches talk. They know what's going on. And there's usually a reason why a guy like Calipari leaves, as you know.
Well, that's what I said to you yesterday. My first thought was, oh, man, sanctions are coming. Or an investigate. I just, he leaves all these, he's infamous for leaving bodies in his wake. So that was my first thought.
Yep. So the ratings came out for the women's game from Sunday, and they had like 18.7 million viewers. Pretty phenomenal. I know the highest rated college basketball game of all time was Magic Bird, 1979. I think they had 36 million viewers for that game. Obviously a different time where you just had the networks, but still very impressive. It sounds like ESPN is redoing its college basketball contract, and the women's game is going to get more, so they're saying some of these programs will get more. Because a lot of people don't realize this. At most colleges and universities in the country, the majority of the athletic department funding comes through the football program.
Exactly.
And even, I think we did this story a couple months ago, even like LSU's women's program last year didn't make money, despite them winning the national championship. It was really the men's, it was the football program that carries everything else. So it's nice to see that maybe women will start carrying some of their weight here. Just kidding. You should see the look on her face right now.
Oh, I have nothing to say.
Meanwhile, on a related note, Babylon Bee with a very funny headline, Caitlin Clark to retire from Spotlight and enter the WNBA. Which I found absolutely hilarious. So I think it was Jason Whitlock who said what Clark should do is, after she was taking smoke from some of the WNBA players who were kind of denigrating her game, she should just go back to Iowa for one more year, make $20 million making NIL, then retire and just get married and become a coach, or, you know, like, why even mess with that? It's kind of his point. And I don't know, we have the Olympics coming up this year. Will the Olympic committee put her on the team, or are they going to just go with all current WNBA players, you know?
That's a good question. I don't know what their process is for selection.
Yeah. Because you go back to 92, that was the year Duke had their magical run with Christian Laettner, and they put him on the dream team. Which now looking back, you're like, eh, I don't know that that was the best move in the world. But, I mean, you know, he was the college player of the year. So it just kind of made sense to at least give him a chance to be on that roster.
Well, and do you put her and Angel Reese? Or,
yeah, I don't know.
Or, I'm drawing a blank on the Paige, is it Brooker?
Oh, Paige Beckers.
Beckers, yeah. I mean, there's some great talent in the college game.
By the way, I give Beckers a lot of credit. Because remember, we didn't even talk about this, the Friday night semifinal game, the late foul call, the offensive foul, which it was. At any point in the game, that would have been a call. People, oh, but you can't call it at the end. Why? So, because they didn't like it deciding the game. And there's no guarantee that UConn makes that shot, but Beckers, after the game, said, look, it really shouldn't have come down to that play, and there were a lot of plays I messed up on that if I had executed properly, it wouldn't even come down to that. And I'm like, I respect that.
She was, I did too. And you know, when she said that, you know, she's right, because they allowed Iowa to go on that run at the end of the fourth quarter, which put them in the hole to begin with.
Right.
And then they had a chance for a last possession when Caitlin Clark missed the second free throw.
That's right.
And missed the rebound. And then, and then Caitlin Clark was brilliant on the inbound play when they were throwing it inbounds, that she threw it off a UConn player, which took, you know, about half a second off the clock, but enough that there was no time left for anybody to do anything. So,
yeah. So anyway, college basketball's done for the year.
Now we're getting ready for baseball and softball finals coming up in May. I guess that'll be about another month.
NBA playoffs, which don't really get good
ratings.
That's
like July, isn't it? June, July. Yeah.
I mean, really, they start in another couple weeks. But they have so many rounds that it takes like 2 months to play them.
I know. I was thinking it didn't start before May, but maybe you're right. I'm sure you are.
Of course I am.
Of course you are. You are the man.
Oh, man. As long as we have these established rules.
I'm aware of my place. Do not worry.
You know your husband's laughing if he's listening to this. And your mom, too. So, oh, my gosh. Some more fun Babylon Bee headlines this morning. Unborn babies begin considering third-party candidates. Of course, they're talking about the Trump announcement yesterday of his official position, which they also say, Trump says his position on abortion is whichever one will get him elected. They're on some smoke his way.
Yep. So. And I was actually surprised when we brought that up yesterday. We did not have, I don't think we had any callers that opined on that.
I don't think he's going to lose a lot of support over what he said. I think he's drawing criticism. But at the end of the day, what are you going to do, vote for Biden? You know, so the people that are in the Trump camp are in the Trump camp because they see him as the best hope at this point to try to save our country from the debacle that it has become over the last 4 years. So, warts and all, inconsistent policies and all. Or will you go third party and vote for a guy like Kennedy? You know, so, which I don't know. I would think he's more pro-choice.
I would think so. I don't know that he's issued a statement on that. Yeah. I'd have to go and look. I haven't dug into him much. Yeah, I mean, I think you'd probably stay home before you'd vote for RFK.
I was reading somebody was talking about on Twitter that a lot of people are talking to that voted Democrat last time, voted for Biden, said, you know, they can't see themselves voting for Trump, but they'll probably just not vote at all because they can't in good conscience vote for what Joe Biden is and what he's doing to the country. So,
all right.
If that's the case, yeah, stay home. You're not voting matters too. So in that case, but another Babylon Bee headline: Biden still polling well with 3 a.m. mail-in ballot demographic. Love it.
I'd love to write for them.
Oh, hilarious. I know. Yeah, and then someone posted a picture. It was a real headline out of the. I'm not even sure what publication, but it says Biden delays menthol ban amid 2024 concerns over black support. And then someone put it, the Babylon Bee wrote this, it would be racist. So, oh my goodness. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, you're on Talkback.
Man, what a choice. I still support Trump. I do think it should be a state rights item and that the state should decide. Mm-hmm. And it could be a personal choice. But people that stay home and vote, I just can't understand. Stay home and don't vote, I just can't understand that. Yeah. That's just not an option. That's just, whoa.
Yeah.
That's bad.
I got you.
But this Kennedy thing, I'm scared he's going to be a spoiler like Ross Perot was.
A lot of people are starting to feel like if he is a spoiler in that way, it'll hurt more Biden than it would Trump.
Well, I don't see how anybody with a brain could vote for Biden because he doesn't have any. I don't know what's wrong with that man. He's got something, but they really hopped him up when he gave that State of the Union speech. I don't know how much they gave him or what, but they gave him some kind of medication because he could actually walk without being stiff-legged like he was. Didn't know who or where he was.
Yeah.
But you have a blessed day. Good
thank
to have you.
You
back.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that call. I just looked it up. Kennedy on abortion rights, according to Reuters, has previously taken different positions, including restrictions on when a woman can access an abortion. He told Reuters he thought every abortion was a tragedy, but that should be a woman's right through the pregnancy. Late-term abortions, he says, are horrible, but I don't think that there's any woman in the world who would want to carry a baby 8 months and then have an abortion without some extenuating circumstance. So, it feels a little wishy-washy on that one, but feels like a lot of people are at that point right now. It's hard to find people that are pretty consistent. We'll take a break.
KSYL.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. On the eve of a high-profile trial, Tesla reached a settlement over a fatal crash involving autopilot, its driver assistance system. The case centered on an Apple engineer who was killed on the way to work in 2018 when his Model X veered off the highway and hit a roadside barrier. Terms of the settlement were not made public. Tesla prevailed in two previous trials after juries found the accidents were due to driver error rather than the company's technology. Management and auditors at almost half of the 20 biggest public companies that went bankrupt last year failed to raise key financial reporting warnings beforehand. A Bloomberg analysis found that Party City, Rite Aid, and the cargo hauler Yellow are among the biggest companies that disclosed financial woes before bankruptcy, but never specifically spelled out substantial doubts about their ability to survive another year in business. Futures are narrowly mixed this morning. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer.
That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
Talkback is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's Talkback after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
All right, welcome back.
What is that music?
I don't know. I feel like I just stepped off the elevator. At least our music is what's the word I'm looking for? Eclectic. You just never know what you're going to get.
That's right. It's like life's like a box of chocolates, says our music.
Still maintain I'm always going to miss the Bob and Doug McKenzie song.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is out, isn't it? Maybe it'll come back.
Maybe. Bring it back. Bring it back. Let's get a poll going here or something. So, we were talking about Trump in his abortion statement yesterday. So then two of his buds, Mike Pence and Lindsey Graham, came out criticizing him yesterday. Wow. Is Pence even still relevant? I guess in his own mind he is, but...
I would say Pence isn't relevant and Lindsey Graham just wants to be.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and Trump issues a statement later saying he regrets that the only reason that Lindsey Graham is still senator is because he endorsed him. So, which is probably true, to be very honest. So, oh boy, fun times, fun stuff. Something we really didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday is the very shifting position that the Biden administration is making on Israel right now in terms of the continuing war with Gaza. But they're more critical of the way that Israel is carrying out the war than they are Hamas for still holding these hostages, including Americans. It's like, you don't hear about that at all. At all.
No coverage. No coverage of that.
Right. And there were, on Sunday, there was an event where all the families, I think they were in D.C., just to try to make their voices heard to say, hey, you know, what about our loved ones? Everyone's forgotten about them. And of course, a lot of the national media kind of parrots the propaganda that comes from Hamas regarding casualties. I was watching an interview a guy was doing with Joe Rogan, and he was citing the numbers. I think they consistently hold the numbers somewhere around 30,000 Palestinians have been killed in this war, and they make it seem like it's all civilians. But he pointed out that at least 12,000 of that number are probably Hamas soldiers. And the challenge with a war like this one is that Hamas embeds themselves. So they come over the border like the coward scum that they are, and kill defenseless people, rape women, burn children, do the most horrible, disgusting things. And then, like the snakes they are, they go slithering back into their holes, which are in the homes and hospitals,
schools
of civilians, so that they know that there's no way they can be taken out without there being civilian casualties. And anyway, this guy who is kind of a military expert was saying that relative to most war situations, even he was citing the United States when there was in Iraq going after ISIS, that actually the rate of civilian deaths was higher than what we're seeing with Israel going into Gaza. So the Biden administration, though, and it's purely because I don't know that I've ever seen a more pandering campaign to the lowest denominators of people, whether it's, you know, he's worried because they're going to lose Michigan. Now we're going to give away all this taxpayer money to bail out people from their student loans. I mean, where does it end?
Well, and did you see the coverage of the Dearborn rally?
Yes.
Yesterday, where they were screaming death to America. How is that not... I mean, and I agreed with a lot of the commentators. How do you not go and investigate that?
Well, the FBI is too busy investigating praying grandmothers, you know, as the real threat. It's just unbelievable. I mean, if you really feel death to America, well, let's go ahead and get one of these Boeing planes and fly you back. If you want to be somewhere else, it is absolutely astonishing. But, you know, the point is with Israel, Biden said, you know, we'll be behind you 100% when the war started. And now look where they're shifting. Like, this administration's word is good on nothing. You can't trust them on anything. And then this also coupled with the news that now they're supporting Ukraine being added to NATO. Well, you want to start World War III. That's the first way to start it.
But then they say they support it, but then it's like, but the war has to be over.
Yeah.
So it's like the conditions they put around it were absurd.
And then their officials were quoted over the weekend of saying that they really don't support Taiwan's right to be an independent state. I don't know. So God help us is all I can say, because it is a total mess. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Sandra, I'm glad you brought that up of them hollering death to America. They have freedom of speech, so they can say what they really feel. I don't understand how there's not a mass exodus from the Democratic Party in light of their stance on these things. I don't understand how a person can belong to that organization and still call themselves an American. I don't. We know it's a war of ideas, and both parties used to have the same goal. Now one party has a different goal, and they're not ashamed to display it. They hate us. With the only difference is degree of vehemence in their hatred for traditional America, and I don't understand. It baffles me why anyone would stay in that party in light of what's going on. I know a lot of people will, but I can't understand it. So anyway, that's my two cents. So y'all have a great day.
All right. Yeah. I'm with you. It's hard to conceive of, that's for sure. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back with more.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Hope can strengthen. Hope can encourage. Hope can empower. Together, we can educate, encourage, empower. Be the change.
Change a child's tomorrow and volunteer as a CASA today. Be the change for children in foster care and help change despair into hope. Volunteer trainings are going on now and will continue throughout the year. Find out more and apply today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678. Don't wait to choose to be the safe adult and constant support in a child's life. This project was supported by subgrant number 7137, awarded by the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement through the Office of Victims of Crime, Office of Justice Programs. Start making a difference today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678.
Neck pain, back pain, pinched nerves, you name it, I got it.
Your neck, back, and spine are truly a complex system. And when something gets out of whack, you've got problems. Thankfully, you don't have to live with it. The physicians at Midstate Orthopedic have both the skill and the experience to effectively use electrodiagnostic testing to pinpoint your issue and focus the course of treatment. Stop living with pain. Schedule an appointment today at 473-9556, online at midstateortho.com.
I haven't owned a car in 2 years, so I use ride-sharing companies such as Uber and Lyft a lot. Those two companies have become commonplace and in many cases have supplanted taxis as a form of transportation by car. It's an ever-changing industry as the companies and their drivers jockey over fees and pay issues. But there's one big worry many drivers have, though a solution may be on the horizon. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. The problem is crime. And while violent crime has been declining nationwide, despite claims by some politicians, the number of carjackings has been growing. Rideshare drivers are easy targets. After all, you just open an account with a fake name, request a car, and it pulls right up to your address. But soon you may need to show a government-issued ID before entering a Lyft or Uber car. It may not stop someone from pointing a gun at a driver and forcing him to open a door, but it's a start. The FBI and local police forces in cities including L.A. and Minneapolis are focusing on halting carjacking. This could help. You'll find more travel info at armworldtravel.com.
Talkback is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's Talkback after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
All right, we're back on Talkback. We got some calls coming in. Let's take those. Good morning, you're on Talkback.
So the last caller asked a complicated question. Basically, as I understood his question was, how could a professing Christian of high moral values be a member of the Democratic Party? That's a complicated question, but it's a simple answer. Hmm. No matter how high and lofty a person aspires to be in the abstract, they're going to act in their own self-interest. And that's why people who claim to be Christians can act in their own self-interest and be members of that party. Much like a professing Christian man with lofty ideas and who claims to be for free enterprise can be a member of the most corrupt collective bargaining organization who ever existed, and can say that I'm a Christian man and I won't provide him for my family, but I know the Teamsters have always been a corrupt organization, but they make my pay better to provide for my family. That's it. People act in their own self-interest while in the abstract professing high ideas.
I can't disagree with you. I think there's a lot of truth to that. And I feel like there are a lot of people who do stand on their principles and values and beliefs and won't compromise. They're out there, trust me. But I think when you boil that down to preserving self-interest, there's a lot to be said about that as well. It kind of dovetails. We had a very interesting speaker last night at LCU, Dr. Renton Rathen. He's the director of the Center for Biblical Worldview at Bob Jones University. And he was talking, the title of his speech yesterday was How Superman Killed God, the 21st Century Mind. And essentially, he kind of did this whole background on what Nietzsche said about Christianity, is that it kind of killed itself in America, because when push came to shove, and I'm trying to summarize what was a very complex presentation that he made, is exactly what you're saying. People talk about wanting to serve God, but in the end, if that doesn't go in their own self-interests, they will kind of, quote, rise above that to make God serve them instead of them serving God. And that's what ultimately destroys religion. I thought it was a very, very fascinating topic.
I'm very sorry I missed that presentation. I would have liked to attend it. You know, people often say that Nietzsche said that God is dead. He wasn't bragging about that. He didn't mean it as a good thing. He meant that man, in their own selfishness, would create their own version of God to replace the true God. And that's what people do. That's why Joe Biden can put ashes on his forehead on Ash Wednesday, but yet say abortion and transgender is a valid position to take against the head of their church.
Right.
Or excuse me, you can't see me, but when I refer to the Catholic Church now and forever, I'm using air quotes around church. But anyway, that's another point. But the point is that's what Nietzsche was getting to. And that's how people can say, oh, I'm a Christian, but yet I'm staying with a party who endorses killing babies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's a simple answer to a complex question.
Right, right. By the way, he'll be speaking at our chapel service again this morning at 11, and anyone's invited to come to that if you'd like to. Part two of his presentation. It definitely had my I don't want to say my head hurting last night, but it was pretty deep, and you had to really stay with him to kind of get where he was going. But he basically summarized it with this, talking about how it relates to the current generation of students. He said that holiness is the central position of God, but in a Gen Z world, we say, I will love you, God, as long as you submit to my bodily drives. And if he won't, then we rise above him. And that's what Nietzsche was talking about. Bodily drives are what ultimately people will end up serving. Not talking about all people, but a lot of people when it comes to religion. If it doesn't match what they really want, and the Bible really speaks to that, in your flesh, so to speak, then they're going to do whatever they have to do to change that. So it was really fascinating.
Right. And they're going to join the organizations that fulfill that selfish mm-hmm. interest.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people who are Christians will join the Democratic Party or Corrupt Teamsters Union or Black Lives Matter, all that, whatever, because they're going to pull around people who gratify their own self-interest. So you should be like me. You should be a desperado and a lone ranger and be cynical about everything. And that way you don't join corrupt organizations.
Hey, come down from your fences.
Well, you know, or we could quote Bobby McGee and say, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
There you go. All right, Desperado, thank you for the call. We always appreciate you. All right, let's go to another one. Good morning, you're on Talkback.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I kind of following in the same vein of dismay regarding Biden and Democrats. There was an expose here that I came across just recently. Center for Immigration Studies put some numbers out, and like pertaining to New York, the influx there totaling somewhere in the neighborhood of 150,000 just recently, of course, last year, year and a half, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
About 25% were bused from Texas. However, there's another component of that was actually Biden's flying immigrants in.
Yes.
How in the world? I guess now it's able to be seen, although we don't know where exactly they went, according to this, but at least there's evidently some pretty strong facts out there around 30,000 were flown in to New York's area.
Mm-hmm.
And how in the world there is how that this country can continue to blunder ahead with this bozo for president, and he just keeps trotting around the country like a little fairy dispensing absurd amounts of money.
Yep.
Little girl, you know, I can't think anymore about what her name was, the fictitious thing, you know, dispensing goodies, and well, I can't think that way, I can't think of a name, but, and then on this, just recently with Easter, with Biden, talking about the Trans Visibility Day.
Yeah.
As opposed to speaking, as opposed to the emphasis on Easter. Where does this guy come from? How does he even exist? And how do Democrats continue to allow him to clown around like he's doing?
Yeah.
I'm so sick of what I see, and I'm so hopeful that we can get rid of him and get rid of the policies that he represents. At any rate, I could continue on for ranting, but those are a couple of things that are very, very substantive.
Look, I got to cut you off because we got to take a break. But I appreciate your thoughts, and I can, you know, hear your frustrations, and I know a lot of us share them with you. We need to come right back.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Your teeth are in need of a little dental work, but you're putting it off. Why? Could it be you can't stand the thought of wearing old-timey adhesive-filled dentures? Is it the high cost of dental implants? Or is it just the concept of having a dentist poking around inside your mouth? Whatever your reason, Today's Dental in Pineville has it covered. And with hundreds of smiling, satisfied patients, they've made getting implants amazingly simple, low anxiety, and affordable for everyone. And with calming in-office IV sedation administered by a highly skilled certified nurse anesthetist, your anxiety will all but slip away. Plus, their multiple finance options make implants truly affordable. So why wait? If you're looking to replace your old-timey denture with permanent implants, give Today's Dental on Highway 28 East in Pineville a call at 448-4540. It's a general dental facility owned by Dr. Jonas Goche. 448-4540.
Attention all real estate agents, property owners, and lenders. When you or a client needs a real estate attorney, call the professionals at Thompson Law Firm. Whether the legal matter is basic or complex, the Thompson Law Firm can accurately guide you or your client to a successful outcome. That's why numerous industry professionals have trusted the Thompson Law Firm for years. They also handle estate planning, successions, and business law. Call them at 473-0052. I am a paid non-client attorney spokesperson.
Got a big day ahead of you? Then it's best to fuel up with some of Sinlaw's best at Bricado's Restaurant. Walk right in and just smell that home-style cooking. Place your order, take a seat, and do breakfast right. Till 9:30 this morning, get fresh biscuits, eggs any way you like them, melt-in-your-mouth pancakes, grits, hash browns, sausage, bacon, even wraps and sandwiches. And don't forget their fresh brewed coffee. Bricado's Restaurant, 28 West, right across from the Coliseum. Your breakfast is waiting on you.
Medicaid members, keep your coverage. Update your address, email address, and cell phone number to receive information regarding your benefits. Act now. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, read it and respond as soon as possible. For more information or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember to update all required information before Medicaid deadlines so you don't lose your coverage.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. The best of TalkBack is back Saturday mornings 8 to 10 right here on KSYL. Now back to the show.
I thought it was the Chuck Blimp that got in the way.
Hey, well, y'all, some of them losers standing outside watching that today.
They're not losers.
Yes, they are.
It doesn't happen often.
Hey, we've all seen darkness before. Stop it.
No, not in the daylight.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, man.
Chuckster, don't hate on the eclipse.
Come on,
yo,
stop
listen.
It.
I saw a loser standing watching your blimp. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. So, college basketball season wrapping up in fine fashion with the NBA on TNT team doing the pregame, postgame, halftime, Charles Barkley, Ernie Johnson, Kenny the Jet Smith. Of course, Chuck hating on the eclipse. Come on, Chuck. It was really a non-event here. I mean, it didn't really even get dark out, did it?
It just got a little, but you didn't know if that was the thunderstorm rolling in. It was such thick cloud cover. There was no
talk about anticlimactic.
Yeah.
And one other note about the basketball game last night before we take our call here. If you notice, Bill Murray was there. The reason why the legendary comedian is there is his son, Luke, is actually an assistant coach on UConn. In fact, he's the one that designed their offense. Isn't that fascinating?
Fascinating, yes.
Bill Murray was a big basketball fan growing up. And, you know, of course, he was in the first Space Jam movie and all of that. So his kids, I guess, get that from him. I think it's pretty cool. All right, let's go back to the phones. Thanks for waiting. You're on TalkBack.
Yes, I was curious. The speaker you said was at LC. Did he give any suggestion as to how to reach a Gen Z world and make them care more about what God values over what their bodily desires are?
Great question. And yes, that's what he's going to be presenting in part two at the chapel today. He's going to, I can't remember how exactly he termed it, but basically he's going to try to show why you can believe the Bible is true, basically, something like that. So
left you with a cliffhanger. I got you.
Yeah. So it was really good stuff. It was deep. So thank you. Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. And I talked to one student right after. And I'm like, what'd you think? He was, man, I loved it. I'm like, well, that's good. Like hearing that. Last call, we got about 30 seconds. Warning, you're on TalkBack.
Yeah. Hey, Al, have you ever seen an eclipse?
Total eclipse?
Yeah.
Only of the heart. All right. He's referring to one of my more famous clips when I was anchoring with Anna Denton, and I kind of set her up on that.
Yeah, you posted that. Yeah. Hilarious. So. She looked unamused.
She fell right into it. So. Supreme dad joke, right? All right. Hour number one went quickly. We've got hour number two coming up. Pineville Mayor Rich Dupree on the other side. We'll look forward to hearing what's going on in the city and take your calls as well here on a Tuesday for TalkBack.
You've been listening to TalkBack. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria. It's 8 o'clock.